A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Way Up North podcast. My name is Erin Bishop. I am the event planner for Way Up North. And also this season, I get to be the host of our podcasts. So that's lots of fun. Get to chat with all of our presenters and get a bit of an idea who they are and what they do and what to expect in Stockholm. Today, I managed to catch up with Katja Mukina. She is a very busy destination wedding photographer, so syncing up with her was a challenge, but we managed to connect. She is in Iceland tonight, getting ready to shoot a wedding tomorrow. We chatted for a long time after we stopped recording, and one thing that came up, which she wanted me to set the record straight on, is I asked her at one point about travel and family, and she had said she has no family, but would like to make a strong correction that she does have a loving, wonderful, very supportive boyfriend at home who is very understanding of her ambitions. So not married, but not single. Let the record be straight. And let's hear from Katja.
But I love that you first have 3 days of learning things and then the
party. Yeah, exactly.
Because if it's opposite, then you have a headache and hard time to try to get information.
Okay, I'm gonna get official with you now. Okay. But still no pressure. But I'm just gonna start by saying welcome and thank you for taking some time to chat with us today. Katja, you are in Iceland right now, is that right?
Yeah, I'm in downtown of Reykjavik.
And you're there to shoot?
Yeah, tomorrow will be a little small intimate wedding.
Oh, nice. But that's not where you're from. You're not from Iceland. So tell us, maybe introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do and where you come from.
Okay. My name is Katja Mukina. I'm a Russian wedding photographer. I was born in Moscow. I'm 34. And for about 14 years, I do wedding photography. The last 10, I'm really in love with destination photography. I do all types of couple photo shoots and big weddings also. And I'm Canon ambassador in Europe also. So I shoot with Canon and really love it.
Nice.
That's it.
Don't tell the Nikon people. Don't tell the Nikon people. And how did you, so where did you grow up and how did you end up a wedding photographer?
All my 20 years I spent in Moscow, studying there. I was born there. So, yeah, some of my friends were photographers and I fall in love with this. And one moment I understood that it's a great way to earn money because not so many photographers were doing this at that time because we started with film photography. And just year by year, stay with this. Love it. I don't know what to say more. Okay. It just happened to be like this.
And
my destiny, probably.
Yeah. So you said that you love shooting destination. Would you say you shoot more in Moscow now or more in other places?
Never made any statistics. Well, not a mathematic person at all. Can't really do any calculations of my budget and all that stuff. I think that more I shoot abroad. But because Moscow climate is not the tropical one, so we do have weddings only from June to September. And the rest of the year it's getting cold and rainy, so people prefer to get married those months abroad. That's why it happened to me to travel more.
Right. And is there a place that you've come across that's been your favorite?
Oh, I've been to 70 countries.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. My favorite, I love Iceland. I love South America landscapes. I just love places with less people and epic nature, like mountains, deserts, like this. Not a fan of New York City weddings like this, but I can do. Somebody asks.
What is the hardest thing about shooting destination weddings, do you think? Like, what's a big challenge?
It's just the preparation, I think. Because my clients usually do not want to prepare at all. I do mostly small intimate weddings or pre-weddings or elopements, and they just hire me and I organize all the process of the photo shoot. So it's been several months that we stay with the bride in contact, emailing or WhatsApp and like this. So this is the hard time, just to make everything come true. Flying is okay. And of course I miss my sofa. It's been 10 years that I bought it, but it's brand new. It's been a while since I was in Moscow, spending my life in hotels.
Yeah. Do you have a family back home? Like, do you have any kids or anything like that? Or like a dog that you have to leave behind?
No, even not a little flower.
Because it would die.
No, unfortunately, no kids, no family. My parents live in Moscow. I see them once in a while. I hope one day I'll have everything. But just as for now, I enjoy what I have. The freedom.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think there's a lot of people who would love the sound of doing destination weddings a lot and all the travel, and sort of it seems very glamorous, but you do have to, you know, not have a plant in your house and be okay with living in hotel rooms as well, because, you know, with one comes the other.
It's a special type of people who can stay with this and be emotionally fine.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm so sick of this.
Yeah. Do you travel with a second shooter, or is it just you alone?
So it's been many years that I did it by myself. Sometimes I asked some of my friends to be a second shooter. Sometimes I found one on location. Mm-hmm. But the last few years, I'm doing it with my friend, with Vlad. We are like a couple shooting weddings, but sometimes it's unaffordable to do it together. So, like this time, I'm alone in Reykjavik to shoot the wedding.
Right.
Like this. Depends on the case.
And do you feel like when you have to travel by yourself, is it lonely and are you sad? Or do you love being a lone wolf and you get some me time?
You know, sometimes I live in hostels so I can get acquainted with people. Sometimes I live in a hotel, but I can meet with a couple, with friends. Sometimes I'm just busy with post-production and I don't need anybody. Like this. So, all in all, it's okay.
That's good.
Don't miss anything. Just so many things happening around. So many new places, exciting things to do. I don't even have a time to rest.
Fair. And have you ever spoken at a conference like Way Up North before or given a talk?
I was speaking in Brazil at Foto Elite event. I was speaking in Argentina, in Cordoba. They have their convention, it's called Foro de Fotógrafos. Mm-hmm. I was speaking in different places in Russia, in Moscow, St. Petersburg. I plan to do some more in October. We have a roadshow for Canon around some cities in Moscow, or around some cities in Russia.
Right. So you're a veteran. This is not a new thing for you.
Not a new thing, not the first time, but still very afraid of it.
I was going to say that was my next question, is do you get nervous before you talk?
A little bit, of course, because so many people will come to listen to me, to get inspired, to get some useful tips from me, to learn. Of course, I'm a little bit nervous because I want to make it perfect. But I will do great, no problem.
Yeah, I'm sure that you will. And so for those who are coming to Way Up North in Sweden, what can we expect from your talk? Like, what are you going to talk about without, you know, giving away everything? Give us a bit of an idea.
I think for those who are interested in destination photo shoots, they might find my speech very useful for them. Lots of interesting tips on how to deal with clients, how to find clients, how to be creative, how to stay with yourself, calm,
yeah,
and still keep on shooting, keep on flying. And for those who are kind of homey people, yeah, love their sofa, mm-hmm, they just maybe find some inspiration where to go for next holidays.
Right.
Maybe
right.
See some beautiful images from Africa, from South America, from Tahiti, from, I don't know, Russia also. We have nice places to see. Probably very few people have been there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because I feel like I'm in Canada and I feel like these days we only ever hear like bad political news about Russia.
Yeah.
It's very biased over here.
Unfortunately.
So I was going to ask you, like, what is Russia like for you? As someone from Russia, born, raised there, works there, lives mm-hmm. there, how would you describe mm-hmm. your country?
It's just enormous country, lots of beautiful sceneries. It's still unexplored, and we have really very few travelers from abroad in Russia. It's quite kind of difficult to travel because people do not speak English a lot. And for those who are ready to explore Russia, they are true adventurers, I think. And we have volcanoes, we have deserts, we have Siberia with bears, we have a beautiful Baikal Lake with just, I don't know, just let me think again.
Yeah.
How to describe. Well, to be honest, I can describe my country as a vast, wild, and with very kind people who are really very kind-hearted and lovely to do couch surfing with them, for example, if some people would love to. But personally, I didn't travel a lot around Russia.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you live in your country and you want to see something different, right?
Totally.
So
yeah.
That's why I've been to many, many places around it, but not in many interesting places in my country. And sometimes it's really difficult to travel in Russia, and sometimes even more expensive than in Iceland. For example, in Kamchatka, we have similar landscape as in Iceland, but no roads. So you need a helicopter to go for geysers, to go for some lakes, and some scenery.
Right.
And here, easy, yeah? Take a jeep and go for it. So very interesting place. If somebody wants to go here, please let me know. Maybe I can help with some tips, advices, some contacts.
Awesome. Free offer of travel tips for Russia from Katya to all of you. That's so nice of you. I feel like I would love to go there. It's such a massive country. I'm trying to think of somewhere like fun to go this year. And it crossed my mind when I saw, you know, that we were going to have a chat that like, oh, Russia, you just never think about Russia, or at least I haven't thought about it as like a travel destination, but it must be amazing there.
You just need to have a good guide like me.
Yeah. Someone to point you in the right direction for sure. And what do you do like when you're not being a photographer? I mean, of course, doing destination, it sounds like it takes up a lot of your time. But if you're not shooting, you know, where what do you like to do with your free time?
Okay. So I'm in love with snowboarding.
Nice.
I love free riding. I do some backcountry skiing, sometimes hilly skiing. I love wakeboarding. I love windsurfing, all sorts of extreme sports. Also I became a drone pilot. So I'm spending my time trying to do some aerial photography to learn how to do it. Quite difficult. Already bought several drones.
Nice. It's one of those things where once you get one, then you kind of go down the rabbit hole and become addicted to all of the fun stuff that's out there, right?
Yeah, sure. So what am I a fan of? Listen to music, talk with friends when I have time.
Do you have a band recommendation for us? One of your favorite bands?
Placebo? But it's depressive.
Fair.
No, I'm dancing any music, just the beer, and then dance. I'm fine.
Are you excited for the party with Flashdance at Way Up North?
Sure. I will be participating.
We'll see you on the dance floor for sure.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Together with you, I hope.
Yes, definitely. We have a very fun kind of theme happening for the party. I'm very excited for everyone to experience it. Oh, my dog has some things to say. She wishes she was coming to the party. I feel like everyone who's listened to this podcast now has at some point heard my dog barking because my home is so much quieter than my office, but I didn't really think about my animal. So sorry, world. That's Francis, my dog. All right. Well, I'll let you get back to your night of preparing for a wedding. But before you go, I always like to ask, what is like one little piece of wisdom or advice about anything to do with being a photographer that you can share with us, a little nugget of wisdom from Katya?
Jesus.
We don't have to have that question if you don't want to. A few people have been like, no advice. I got nothing. So it's hard.
Maybe you find it interesting.
Okay, try me.
When I decided to become a photographer, I thought I will earn a lot and I will work very, very little.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I go take pictures, shoot this film, send it to a company to develop, and then money in my pocket. But it appeared to be a 24-hour job, and I'm 34, single, traveling, sleeping in hotels. It's a hard life. I mean, I do not recommend it to everybody. You just need to think twice, because it's such a kind of drug.
Yeah.
Kind of like a drug that I feel I sit on it, and this is... It's just such a joy and excitement for me to shoot every next assignment that I cannot really stop myself. And sometimes my friends say, okay, Katya, why don't you start to work in office or, I don't know, start a wedding agency?
Mm-hmm.
But I cannot really. I love what I do. And maybe it was a mistake that I decided to be a photographer.
I don't think so. It sounds like you love it, but that is good advice in that you need to love it if you're gonna live it, because it's not glamorous, it's not easy like some people think in the beginning. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. That was perfect.
Impressive advice.
That's good advice. This is not an easy job. So make sure you're into it before you dive in. That's perfect. Okay, well, I'll let you get back to it, and good luck with your wedding tomorrow, and we're so excited to see you in just a few weeks now in Stockholm. Yay.
Oh, yeah, it's coming up.
It's coming up. It's coming up. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Katya.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.